At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.
The Biden administration has issued a new rule that makes it harder to fire government employees in an apparent bid to thwart former President Donald Trump's pledge to fire rogue bureaucrats and radically reshape the federal workforce. The new rule, which bolsters job protections for career civil servants, was issued on April 4th by the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, the OPM, which hinted in a statement that it's targeting a promised move by a potential second Trump presidency to drain the swamp and root out the deep state by making it easier to fire government workers. In the first week of the Biden-Harris administration, President Biden revoked an executive order issued by the previous administration that risked altering our country's longstanding merit-based civil service system by creating new accepted service schedule known as Schedule F, and directing agencies to move potentially large swaths of career employees into this new accepted service status, according to OPM. This is in reference to a Trump-era executive order issued in 2020 that allowed tens of thousands of the 2.2 million federal employees to be reclassified as political appointees, making it easier to fire them. Root out the deep state. Roughly 4,000 federal employees are now considered political appointees who typically change with each administration, with the revival of a Schedule F potentially increasing that more than tenfold. President Joe Biden nixed the Schedule F order when he took office. We need to make it much easier to fire rogue bureaucrats who are deliberately undermining democracy, or at minimum just want to keep their jobs, President Trump said in a speech at the America First Policy Institute on July 26th of 2022, promising to drain the swamp and root out the deep state. The former president went further in his speech, calling on Congress to pass laws that would give the commander-in-chief the authority to fire any government employee basically at will. Congress should pass historic reforms empowering the president to ensure that any bureaucrat who is corrupt, incompetent, or unnecessary for the job can be told, "You're fired, get out," he said, adding that after such reforms, Washington would be an entirely different place. Later on the campaign trail, President Trump repeatedly hinted at his intention to make good on this promise. His remarks dovetail with a long-standing desire on the part of many Republicans to prune what they say is a bloated, inefficient, and in many cases, counterproductive federal bureaucracy. Democrats, on the other hand, see the potential revival of a Schedule F or similar initiative as a threat to the operations of government and a disruption to the provision of critical services.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.